So I just wanted to ask you about your online courses and how you get students engaging in online discussions. Because as you know, my modules that I teach are taught modules, and I'm trying to introduce some online discussions on that, and I haven't had very much success. I just wondered how you go about it in your modules.
Well, I do think it can be difficult. I think there's several issues. One of which is actually trying to get students engaged through their interest and through their motivation in the topics. And there are various different practical ways of trying to do that. But also, I think there's sometimes it's just the pragmatic need to chase them up and to really put them on the spot and try and get them to join in.
So what about the students who don't engage then? You say you chase them up. How do you sort of tackle that?
Well, you can send them an email. You can spot them on the learning environment and ask them questions, or try to involve them by raising issues that you know that they are interested in. I suppose a bit like you would ask someone in a classroom to join in and say, so-and-so, well, this is your area, what do you think? Ultimately, that student is still left with the choice as to whether to engage or not. But I think, ideally, you try to spark their interest and you try to pull them in, perhaps by throwing the net widely or saying, well, this is what you and I think. What does everybody else think? Can we have some more views on this?
Yeah, I see what you mean. I guess it's similar to when I teach in the classroom. There are students that sit there and don't necessarily contribute, but when it's a face-to-face teaching, you can often tell from their non-verbal cues that they're engaging, and I guess that's a little bit more of a barrier with online.
It is. I mean, there are ways and means. You can put in live sessions, classroom sessions, Skype sessions, etc., that will hopefully get students to engage on that face-to-face basis so that you can have eye contact, or at least you can have timely or real-time discussions. Sometimes that pulls people out. A lot of tutors, I don't do this so much, but a lot of tutors use means of sort of engaging students on a human level that you might do in a classroom. So you can't have eye contact online, but you can put in emoticons, images, any of those sorts of non-vocal or non-verbal means of getting students to engage. Sometimes a little bit of humour, sometimes that helps. But in the end, if a student really does decide they don't want to engage, then it's very difficult to do that. But there are ways and means.
Yeah, that's interesting, actually, some things that I hadn't really thought of. The other thing, just going back to the discussions I was just going to quiz you on, is when the students put or start a discussion on the discussion board, how quickly as a tutor do you jump in, or do you wait and let their peers join in with the discussion?
Well, I think I might do things differently to other colleagues. I'm a bit of a light touch, wait and see kind of person. I wouldn't necessarily, if I was supervising a learning activity or a group discussion, necessarily go in very regularly. I would go in every day, but I wouldn't necessarily post something, because I tend to prefer the students to try and come to a conclusion themselves. I mean, if it's a very simple question, then that's fine. But actually, I find that they come to the discussion themselves, they come to the conclusions, I should say, themselves, by going through that discussion. And sometimes that will be the cue that draws in somebody new, hasn't really done much before, because they think, oh, I know the answer to that.
Yeah.
And I could just post it up.
And then would your role just be kind of like summarising it then, to sort of acknowledge what they've contributed?
Yes. I mean, two things that I would always try to do. One is to monitor what's going on, and if the students are going off at a tangent, or if what's getting discussed just needs a bit of clarification, or some kind of boundaries, then I might go in and do that. And certainly at the end of a discussion, particularly if it's around a specific topic, which it usually is, I would go in, I would look at all the discussions, take some notes, and then write a summary of what's been discussed. And I would use that as an opportunity perhaps to clarify some issues that might have been a bit misunderstood, or to highlight key points. And also, and this is what quite commonly happens, is that areas that students haven't really touched on very much, to try and just top those up. So it doesn't come across as another online lecture or learning activity, but it's just something they can read, and hopefully they'll think, ah, okay, I see, or I understand that now.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was thinking, so that the conversation doesn't just end as soon as the, you know, tutors made their input, or, you know.
Oh, yes, and sometimes these things go on for a long while. One of the things I would say is that what's really important is to prepare students before they start. And we do send out pre-course information so that students have some ideas of what it's like to be an e-learner, and that it doesn't necessarily come naturally. I think most people actually have to learn some new skills that perhaps aren't directly applicable from their lives or from their more classroom-based teaching in the past. And to be very clear with them exactly what it is you want them to do. So if a learning activity requires them to have some discussion, we wouldn't just say, oh, go on the discussion board and talk to your colleagues. We would say, go onto the discussion board and post up your views on this and this.
A bit more directional.
Yes. Go and look up this and post up what you find. Read at least two other people's and comment on them, so that it's very clear, perhaps a little prescriptive, but it does force them to start.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. That's great. Thanks ever so much, Sue.
Pleasure.